This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. All arrangements have been made in Haryana for polling for the single-phase assembly elections today. Voting will be held for 90 seats in the states. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 p.m. 1,031 candidates are in the fray. The state has more than 2,354,000 eligible voters. A total of 20,632 polling booths have been set up for smooth conduct of elections. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that adequate security arrangements have been made at all polling stations to ensure free and fair voting. Counting of votes for three-phase assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. The Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi, will visit Maharashtra today. During his visit, he will release the 18th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme in Vashim district of Maharashtra. During this event, over 9.4 crore farmers across the country will receive direct financial benefits amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer. On the occasion, he will also release the additional benefit of around 2,000 crore rupees to the farmers of Maharashtra under the fifth installment of the Namo Shetkari Mahasanman Nidhi Yojana. The Prime Minister will also launch the Unified Genomic Chip for Cattle and Indigenous Sex-Sorted Semen Technology. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that 5 semiconductor plants of India will soon be installed in different parts of the country and the Made in India chips will be accessible to the world. Addressing Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said India has moved from being an importer of mobile phones to being a producer. He stressed that there are ample investment opportunities in India in every sector. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will lead the Indian delegation to Islamabad for the SCO summit to be held on 15th and 16th October. Ministry spokesperson Ranadhir Jaiswal confirmed this at a media briefing in Delhi yesterday. On Zakir Naik's visit to Pakistan, Mr. Jaiswal said India is not surprised that a fugitive from Indian justice has received a high-level welcome in Pakistan. The sales of Khadi Bhavan in Delhi's Connaught Place have surpassed 2 crore rupees on Gandhi Jayanti. It is the highest record in the history of Khadi and the village industry compared to any Khadi store in the country. Chairman of the Khadi and Village Industries Commission, Manoj Kumar, said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's appeal for vocal for local in the 114th episode of the Mann Ki Baat program has had a great impact on the people. He added that the Charkha Kranti booming under the leadership of Mr. Modi has become a guarantee of developed India. Last year, the store had sold Khadi items worth nearly 1.52 crore. Rupees. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall over northeast and south peninsular India during the week. The weather department predicted that there are no significant chances of rain in the northwest, west and central regions in the coming days. IMD said Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe and Tripura are very likely to witness isolated heavy rainfall in the next 2 to 3 days. The agency added that the low pressure area over the North Bay of Bengal and adjoining coastal areas of Bangladesh and West Bengal still persists. Israel has said that its defense forces, IDF, has eliminated more than 2,000 military targets and 250 Hezbollah terrorists since it started targeting and demarcated ground operations in southern Lebanon 4 days ago. At the same time, the Israeli Air Force is also conducting preemptive strikes during these intelligence-based operations in southern Lebanon. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India lost to New Zealand by 58 runs in Dubai. Chasing a victory target of 161, Indian Eves were all out, scoring just 102 runs in 19 overs. Earlier electing to bat first, New Zealand had scored 160 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. Sophie Devine scored highest unbeaten 57 off 36, while Rosemary Mayer picked up 4 wickets for New Zealand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.